You sign a band, cut an album, and sell the CD, and you get academic credit for it. 2 years ago, the University of Connecticut made that fantasy class real. From member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut, Tondalea Wilder reports.
In 2004, students signed up for an elective called Hip Hop Race and Gender. The elective attracted students who wanted to become producers, musicians, and record executives. With the help of a $3,000 grant and a professor who also produced music, the Husky Entertainment record label was born. Husky released its first album in 2005. It was called The Crossover, and it mixed Yukon musicians and local talent. This song is called White Girl by a South Korean artist named Maggie Kim. It doesn't work no more. So how did the album do?
The album itself, I'd say, was a success in the fact it was a learning process. A lot was learned. Now, when it came down to selling the CD, we learned some things about making a compilation album.
Brandon Cardwell is one of the students who produced The Crossover. He's now a senior business and communications major at UConn. He also runs Husky Entertainment, which is still based on the UConn campus.
We actually pressed off about 1,000 copies of The Crossover, and to this day we still have a couple hundred left.
Yes, The Crossover was popular on campus, but the students heard other listeners complain the compilation covered too many genres.
And that was basically the feedback we got. It was like, okay, I like this song, but that's the only one I like. For the more serious listener, you know, they kind of want something that they can consistently listen to. It fits their personality, it fits their genre, and they don't have to worry about, okay, I have to flip this track, I have to flip this track.
The Husky label decided that if they wanted to capture a larger market, the next album would feature just one artist. Cardwell and his classmates decided to feature Michael Devone, a.k.a. Majesty, on the second album. At the time, he was a UConn junior majoring in engineering and enrolled in the class. Listen up, I'll break it down, young lady, girl, not separate ways, but don't hate me, diamonds in my face. Majesty was initially a talent scout for Husky, but he always wanted to be a hip-hop musician. He performed regularly on campus and wrote songs that he showed to Husky producers. Brandon Cardwell says Majesty was a perfect fit.
He combined the right amount of, you know, appeal to the younger audience, but also made just good solid music. So I told him basically, you know, the lyrics have to be positive. There has to be a lot of positive in this. No negative, no violence, you know, no drugs, no nothing, you know, which is sometimes the case with a lot of hip-hop artists. And he took it like a man. He said, this is what I can do, and he made it happen.
Husky Entertainment recorded and then distributed several hundred copies of Majesty's solo album to critical acclaim.
I believe my music is very soulful, you know. It could touch you deeply because I feel as though I have an old soul. When I rhyme and when I write, it's not at a young man's perspective. It's really, you know, a mature level.
Majesty's CD first caught on at UConn, Stanford, and Storrs campuses. It helped that the Husky team had a captive audience. For example, The Crossover was distributed to all UConn, Stanford freshmen when they arrived in the fall of 2005. Husky also presented Majesty live at a venue in town. The more Husky grew, the more Brandon Cardwell had to grow too. And that meant being realistic about what one small college label can do.
We wanted to do a music video for Majesty, but it became, you know, an idea of is this money budgeted? Do we have enough money in the budget to do this? Do we have enough time, you know, set up locations? Okay, this is, it brings you back to reality, and it says, you know, this is the real world.
Now that they're starting to graduate, Husky's alumni find they've got solid hands-on experience that gives them a heads up in the real world. Cardwell interns with an indie label in Stanford, with an eye on a major label in New York. Meantime, Majesty has moved to Atlanta, which he calls the Black Mecca, to try and make it as a rapper. He's enrolled in a 4-year program in sound engineering, and he's sending his work to radio stations and club promoters. Majesty believes his music career is on the right track.
You know, the music business is treating me right, and for all the doubters that didn't believe it would happen, you know, I'm not trying to be braggadocious or anything, but, you know, we're making it happen right before our eyes.
And Majesty says he's sticking with Husky, even though he's moved to Atlanta. XM Satellite Radio plays a lot of emerging hip-hop artists. John Zellner is Executive Vice President of Programming there. He admits that the network depends on labels like Husky to keep an eye on talent that's close to the ground.
There's a variety of ways that we determine what songs and artists to play, but we have one channel called XMU, which is basically, you know, the biggest college radio station in America, which focuses on college, indie, and unsigned bands.
So where will Husky Entertainment be in 5 years? Well, Cardwell reports that 50 students are working at Husky Entertainment this fall. Funding still comes from the university, but the label's developing local TV and radio programs. For NPR News, I'm Tondalea Wilder in Fairfield, Connecticut.
I'm about to bandwagon now, cause my fam locked it down. Got your hands sticking out, cause you hear we get down. This our real digging sound. I'm hoping all the haters see me now. I'm getting cash in a bigger house. If you were me, you be doing things before the jewelry. Bet on the kumite, that's how you know you truly paid. Euthanasia, that's what you didn't get if you's a hater. Sitting in your Jetta, and you know that shit ain't paid for. Drinking to 11.